Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Unraveling with Risa. I'm your host Uchechi Arisa, and I'm finally back with another wonderful episode. Let's get right into it, guys. Let's catch up. Come on. Hi guys, how have you guys been doing? What's going on? What is going on? What is going on? What's popping? I feel like for every time I've met 10 people, 5 or 6 have asked me, when are you coming back? Do you still own a podcast? What's going on? And I feel like those questions have been so repetitive. I've been like, wow, damn. I didn't even know some people listen to my podcast, and then having to just see them ask me, I'm just like, well, damn, okay, I need to come back. But obviously so much has happened. I did take a break. I did take a break sometime. I think late April, beginning of May, or March, if I'm not mistaken. I think around that time. But I did take a break, and it was an intentional break. It was a much needed break, and I'm so glad and thrilled that I took that break. I genuinely needed the break. I needed to attend to certain things, and I just needed to focus. And as much as I love you guys so much, there are times when the pressure is getting worse. Whew. Anyway, if you're on TikTok, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, having to obviously just, you know, finalize and just work towards like an episode every week for me has been so much of a huge task, because for the most part I do everything on my own, so having to navigate all of that and having to do everything I had to do then was just going to be too much for me. And I was just like, okay, I always talk about priorities on this podcast, I always talk about doing what's best for you. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to put this to the side. My subscribers understand, my listeners understand, and I'm going to come back when it best suits me, because I can then give them the best and put my best foot forward. So that's exactly what I did, and I'm glad to be back talking to the most amazing people on earth. Woohoo! The most amazing people on earth. Thank you guys so much for sticking with me, and obviously for just waiting till I'm back. So I'm going to give you guys all the tea. Obviously, I'm going to get into everything dicey, spicy, sweet, everything. We're going to get all the juice out, because I feel like it's been forever, and it feels like I'm just back here just in with you guys, catching up. Obviously, it's just like I haven't seen my friends in 6 months, and I'm catching up with them. Obviously, I'll give them all the tea. So let's get right into it. So we're going to start with obviously the first great thing that happened since I've been away. I graduated. So with my education, it's been a mix up with some people, but I obviously was pursuing becoming a nurse initially, and then I stopped, and then I started again to get a business degree. That's why it kind of took a longer time. And I obviously took like, I think 2 breaks in between that, because I'm just a workaholic and I'm all about making my money. And yeah, you know, we're here now, and I'm so excited, so blessed, so proud of myself that I did what I did. I switched careers and I chose what I wanted to do, and I've graduated now with honors, distinctions. I'm so proud of myself, and I did that. Whoop whoop. Okay, congratulations to me. But yeah, I did that. I graduated in May, and obviously if you're on my Instagram, you saw that it was a huge thing for me, one of my greatest accomplishments, because it took a lot to get there, but finally have it. I'm so thankful. That was one. And yeah, I mean, I feel like since then life has just been life. Prior to that incident, because obviously I'm talking about good times, I was going through a rough patch, which kind of set me back. And when I obviously was trying to navigate all of that stuff, I'm just like, you know what, I had this little bit of school, let me just get over and done with. And I just finished, you know, it's just more like that push I needed. I was going to do it anyway, but I think I just did it more aggressively and with all of my heart. You know, I'm not one to back down when I start something. I want to finish it. And that's exactly what I did. So I was going through a rough patch, which I believe that I can share now, because apart from it being over, it's also something that I learned greatly from. And I feel like a lot of people don't talk about certain things because, one, they're either still hurting. Two, they don't know, or they haven't found their way around it. Three, it's kind of like a trigger for them, or it's something that obviously makes them moody or puts them in a certain mood when they think about it. For me, I've gone through it. I've learned from it. It has made me, in my opinion, a better person, and I can speak about it now. So what happened, you guys are asking? What happened was I unfortunately met with someone who didn't value me, and obviously just led me down the wrong path, and that just made me realize that in life, when you need to take people for what they or who they show you that they are, and don't ignore the signs and think that something else is going to happen along the line. So that happened, obviously, and that kind of set me back, because I am not someone that I don't necessarily like just go into things. I honestly just mind my business. But, you know, this person came to me with this great thing about wanting to be in my life and wanting to be serious, whatever. And, you know, midway, person just obviously starts acting like they don't have like a purpose, or they don't know what they're doing. And obviously that set me back. And obviously I started asking questions. I'm like, I'm not doing this if this is not what, like, I'm not doing this if it's not what you said we were going to do initially. And it's just like having to deal with the opposite sex can be quite tasking, because for example, I know what's in my head, but I don't know what's in someone else's head. And having to just deal with that, it's just like, okay, cool. But I'm mad at myself for letting myself even be in that. So navigating all of that was really crazy for me, and having obviously to pull myself out of it, even when it seemed like, okay, what's going to happen? And I'm just like, I'm not interested in anything that isn't what we talked about, which is committed, serious, following through, and all of that. You know, I'm not someone that does one leg in, one leg out, all that stuff. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm not doing that. And obviously I had to step out of that situation, which was really hard for me. It wasn't something, like I said, I was by myself. I wasn't looking for anything. I've been single for however long I can remember. I've been single for a very long time. I call it minding my business, just doing my life. And I've been by myself for such a long time that having to add someone else into that picture and them not doing what they did is really annoying, because I've just been by myself. You know, even when I met this person, I just come back from vacation with my girls. I was just living my life. I was having fun. And I feel like it was very rude for him to disrupt and interrupt if he wasn't going to bring betterment or any sort of goodness or whatever. But obviously, like I said, that experience has taught me to take people at face value. What they show you initially, or maybe, I don't even know, 2 weeks later, take them for that. Don't give excuses for them, even if they can. They might be a good person, but they might not be the good person for you when it comes to like a relationship. For example, you guys may not make a great team, and that's fair. You guys can keep being friends or just be platonic as possible, but don't go down the romantic path or committed relationship path, because it might not just be for both of you. So I've learned from that, obviously, and I don't have any, like, I'm not a relationship expert, don't have any advice. All I'm going to say is, like I said, take people at face value, know your worth, know when to pull out of something, know when to say no, know when to step out of situations, and know when to be like, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. This isn't for me, this isn't something that I want. And obviously, don't be too hard on yourself. Be kind to yourself, because we all make mistakes and no one is perfect. And I feel like a lot of times, like for me, for example, I'm so hard on myself that I'm always beating myself up for things. And it's like, I beat myself up so much that I had to be reminded to forgive myself for the situation. It's not the easiest of things, obviously, because I'm just like, I wasted time, you know, time, energy, resources, all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, I feel like in life, we definitely choose what we want. So it's like, once you realize that this is not something that you want, try to pull yourself out of it, no matter how hard it might be, or no matter how it's, I don't know, it's clinging onto you. Try to loosen, you know, it's their grip and go, because you need to be far away from that situation to start to even heal from it, start to even, you know, just wash yourself out from everything that binds both of you together. So it's like, Yeah, that was definitely something, and I learned from that, and I learned from it, and I'm glad that I did, and I'm definitely happy to be where I am now. And I've just been working really hard on building, growing, just staying healthy, making money, and traveling, and just enjoying my life. If you're on my Instagram, I try my best, and I try as much as possible to update. I don't really be posting much, but I try my best to post some things that happen in my life, and I feel like I've traveled quite a great deal, and I've just enjoyed myself, especially because this is summer. I mean, summer is ending, but I've enjoyed myself. It was just June the other day. Now it's August, it's come to the end of August, and I'm just like, wow, this pressure is getting worse. But we're not going to focus on that. Today I'm updating you guys, like I said. I'll give you guys tea with Justin. I'm Justin, and I'm just getting to love on you guys and just give you guys all tea. I've missed you guys so much. If I didn't say that, I've missed you guys so much, so much. My podcast is something that's really important to me. I love my listeners so much. I appreciate each and every one of you, and it's a blessing that you guys get to do life with me, and you guys get to just see me for who I am. I'm me when I'm with you guys, and it's one of the most beautiful things ever. But yeah, I'm going to go straight into some of the questions I got from people, answer them, and then move on to giving you guys the rest of the tea. So let's get into it. The first question was, do you still have a podcast show? Yes, I'm recording right now live, so obviously I do still have a podcast show. Like I said in the beginning, I did take a break, a much needed break, but I'm back better than ever, excited, blessed, happy, thrilled to be back here. Yes, I still have a podcast show, and it's called Unraveling with Risa, with the one and only host, Uchechi Arisa. Second question is, are you ever going to release a new episode? Yes, I will be releasing this as soon as possible. I do everything myself, like I said, so sometimes it takes quite a bit from when I record, but I'm going to release this as soon as possible. So yes, a new episode is coming to you soon. Next question I got is, what have you been up to? That's a very interesting question. I feel like it's a question I want to go deep into. I've been up to a lot of things, but most especially I've been up to growing, I've been up to evolving, I've been up to enjoyment, I've been up to living my life, and I've just been up to having so much fun. I've been up to traveling as well. I've traveled quite a lot this summer. I've been enjoying myself, and for every time that I traveled, every trip meant something else to me. I'm quite excited to be able to travel and be able to do life outside of where I live and see the world as much as I can. I'm really excited to just do things as much as I can and just spread my wings and fly and not being confined into a box. I feel like that's a huge blessing. So I'm so happy that I've been up to that. I've also been up to obviously just bonding with my friends, spending time with family, getting to know more about my friends, just doing some deep talks and, bonding more, loving on them loving on me. I've also just been loving on my family members even more and just appreciating that they're here, and just doing all that cheesy, cute stuff. I've been exploring, I've been doing a lot of reading as well, I've been watching as much movies as I can, I've been doing like intentional stuff. So I've been really digging deep into just doing intentional stuff, working as well on the side, because you have to make money to, keep investing and keep doing life. But I've been doing that. And yeah, I've definitely just been living my life. In summary, I've been living, I've been free, I've been happy, I've been having the time of my life. I can't say that I haven't been enjoying myself because I've been enjoying myself. Okay, where have you been? Okay, that's the next question. Where have I been? I've been living up and about, when I'm at work, I'm at home, but when I'm not home, I'm out on a date with my friend, my loved ones. If I'm not in the city or in town, I'm traveling, exploring, doing some work that I can't really discuss, doing some inside work, outside work. I've just been living life. I've just been really living and enjoying myself. I think that's like the most important thing here. I've been enjoying myself. Last question is, how are you doing? I feel like this is an important question. How am I doing presently? I'm doing very well. I'm actually really excited for the future. I get scared sometimes about saying things because, like I said in the beginning, I'm really hard on myself. So sometimes I'm just like scared when certain things don't work out or when life is a certain way, or when things don't just pan out how I wanted them to. But in general, I'm very, very, very good. I'm thankful for life. God is good. God is amazing. God has blessed me. God has elevated me. God has everything me. I'm just really, really excited for his blessings in my life. And I am more than thankful to be able to have the opportunity to do the things that I'm doing, explore, live, just do life how I want to do it. So I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for asking that question, by the way, but I'm doing very, very well. Okay, so this episode, I genuinely just wanted to like just with you guys, bond with you guys, and just talk about like life and just everything that it comes with. I feel like so much has happened since I was gone. There's been so much, obviously, on the media. So much has happened. So much has happened. So much has happened. And I can't start to pick, obviously, anything I want to speak about, but I just wanted to talk about the topic. I know you guys are like, motivational Uche never loses her touch. I just want to talk about the topic love. And I want to talk about the topic love because I feel like in this generation, especially, a lot of people run away from love, the word love. They shy away from it. Maybe not run away, but shy away from it because they feel like it's too deep, it's too mushy, this and that, this and that. I would say 50-50, to be honest. I feel like a lot of people hold on to it while a lot of people shy away from it or run away from it. But I want to speak about love because I feel like love is the greatest gift that God gave mankind. And because he loved us in the first place, he died for us. Obviously, I'm a Christian and I'm speaking from that perspective. And loving us is the greatest gift. It's just the greatest thing, gift that he has ever given and the best thing he could ever do for us. From the first institution that we know as human beings, family, obviously, love keeps the family together. That's what makes your parents work so hard to give you the best. If they did, and even if they couldn't, I'm sure they wish they could for the most part. Love is what keeps you and your siblings close. Love is what makes you know that you can wear your siblings' clothes without telling them, and they wouldn't call you a thief, unlike someone you don't know. Love is what makes you eat from the same bowl as your family members or your friends or your sister or your brother. It's just beautiful to be born into love and to embrace love. And I want to speak about love because I feel like love is one of the reasons why we're on earth. Love is what keeps us together. I feel like with love obviously comes some sort of with love, there are other feelings that I feel like accompany love, kindness, loyalty, tolerance, patience, all of that stuff. And I feel like understanding as well. And I feel like a lot of times when I've just looked at our generation, for example, I just clocked, okay, so after my graduation, my birthday, I clocked 25. So 25, I think it's Gen Z. I think it is, or millennial. I don't even know the difference, Gen Z, I believe. But the generation, Gen Z and millennial together, I feel like a lot of people don't know that love is a beautiful thing and it's good to bask in it. It's good to embrace it. It's good to just enjoy its warmth, and it's good for it to be a huge part of your life because it does make things better. You guys know on this podcast that my mom is my everything, and having to speak to my mom and having to just obviously talk to her about, because my mom has five kids, and having to talk to her about, I don't know how you do it. You just love everyone. You're there for everyone. You're caring. You're very giving. You don't hold back. And it's like, is that because you're a mom and you feel obligated to, or because you just genuinely love? And she told me, she's like, I genuinely love you guys because, in as much as I'm your mom, you guys are adults now. So I can decide not to be as vulnerable as I am with you, as giving or as loving, and nobody will hold it against me. I've given the best I can and I've put you guys on the best path. So it's left to you guys to kind of like do life, right? But she's like, but I've chosen to not just be your mom, but be your friend. And it's true, because every time I talk about my mom, it's like I have a friend in her. And that's something that is amazing to me, because obviously I don't just talk to her about, I don't know, systematic things, especially because she's a Nigerian mother. I talk to her about anything and everything. And she's always so welcoming, so open, so loving, never judgmental. You know, sometimes we don't agree. Trust me, we don't agree a lot of times, actually, but she respects my opinions and she listens to me. I listen to her, she gives her advice, and you know, it's left for me to take it or not. But coming from that, it's just like having to watch her be so loving has just influenced me greatly. I don't know how to function in a place that there is no love or there is no kindness. It's just not going to work for me. There is no, or a place where there's no respect, or a place that's void of patience or tolerance. That's why it's like, you know, that there's so many times that I've said it, that I can't function in those kind of places because I don't know how to work in those kind of places. Like, I can't stay there for too long, you know, because it's either you beat them or you join them. So it's either you're going to have to change them to love, or you're going to be changed to be someone not loving, you know. And I'm not trying to not be a loving person, but I feel like generally in this generation we shy away from things like that. Obviously, Burna Boy released a song called Last Last, you know, it don't cast last last, and everybody go chop breakfast. And it's just like a lot of people shy away, especially obviously more of like even the male, from being vulnerable in relationships, romantic relationships. I mean, they don't want to be vulnerable, they don't want to show their intentions, because it's just like, oh, that's a hell, we go chop breakfast. Last last, it's not gonna work. Last last, I'm not gonna marry him. Last last, we're not gonna be together forever. So what's the point? And I'm just like, why do people not understand that life is all about risk? And in life, you have to take a risk. Every day that you wake up and you go on the street, that's a risk. You drive your car, that's a risk. You cross the road, that's a risk. Everything is a risk. Everything we do in life is a risk, you know. And it's like nothing is guaranteed for the love of God. And I always tell people that if you want to keep holding yourself back, when do you now enjoy yourself fully? When are you now committed? When are you now fully invested in something? You can enjoy all the benefits, when you can just be happy that you're basking in the glory of it. I don't think that you doing one leg in, one leg out is sustainable, because you're not enjoying the entirety of it. You're always holding yourself back. Oh, you don't want to send that text. Oh, you don't want to do this. Oh, you don't want to buy that gift. Oh, you don't want to say I love you. Oh, you don't want to give a very tight hug. Oh, you don't want to spend too much time with this person. Like, that is exhausting. And I feel like me personally, I hate anything that's going to exhaust me, because I just feel like, why am I stressing? Like, it's either I'm doing it or I'm not doing it. And if I'm not doing it, then cool, I don't want to be there. But if I'm gonna do it, then I'm gonna give it my all. And that's just me. I mean, I feel like a lot of people think that them doing one leg in, one leg out helps them. It doesn't. For me personally, I feel like it is very difficult, it's hard, it's not sustainable, and it's not something that I genuinely want to be doing. And I feel like people who hold themselves back obviously are coming from a certain place. I don't know anyone's story, obviously, but I just want to say that love is so beautiful. It's something that we should embrace and not something we should shy away from. At the end of the day, like I said, everything is a risk. So in life, for example, even when it comes to the simplest things as investing money, it's not guaranteed, because you can lose money. So they tell you to invest as much as you'll be okay losing, right? That's some of the advice I've gotten when I wanted to invest money. And I feel like that's great advice, but there's some people that will never invest because they're like, I'd never want to lose a dime of my money. But how are you going to know if you don't take that risk and invest something, because you don't know if it can be tripled? You know, you don't know if it can be tripled. You don't know. Like, you actually don't know. And that's something, if you keep holding yourself back from risking to a certain level, you're never going to get the entirety of what you think you're looking for. because life doesn't work that way. Everything is a risk. Even when you want to do whatever, like even surgeries, or when you go to hospital, they give you medications, they have side effects, and they tell you, oh yeah, there's a something percent this, that this may happen. Like, everything has a risk, and at the end of the day, nothing is 100%, nothing is guaranteed apart from the love of God, like I always say. So why don't we just try as humans to take calculated risk? Maybe, you know, if you're going to meet someone and you're going to be speaking to them and you're going to be like, okay, cool, I'm going to take a chance on this person based on the responses I get from them. Do they listen to me? Do they check on me? Do they care about me? Do we have good conversations? All right, cool. I'm going to try and see where this goes. I'm going to take a foot forward and say, you know what? Let's get more deeper, whatever. But the truth is, not everything is guaranteed. In fact, nothing is guaranteed. So, yes, there's room for you to be heartbroken. There's room for you to get hurt. There's room for you to not get what you thought you were going to get out of it. But hey, that's because that person is not for you. And even if you wanted to continue it, it will not be beautiful in the end. So don't you want to find someone that you guys are now going to do life together forever? And you're going to be like, I'm glad I didn't settle, or I'm glad I didn't continue to be with X and X people, or I didn't hold on to X and X relationship. I feel like that's just how life works. Because, like I was telling my friend the other day, there was a dream job. The dream job that I wanted years ago is what I have now, but it's not my dream job right now. And it's crazy because back then, I'd have done anything to have the job that I have now. But the job I have now, I'm ready to let it go and go for something else, go for better, go for more. And I feel like that's what life is about. You need to know where you're at, and you need to appreciate, first of all, what you have and work with it. You know, I feel like love is something that is so beautiful, because that's literally what we're breathing on. The air that we breathe, we don't pay for that. That's because of love. You know, the body that we have, like most people, the body we're born with, we didn't pay for that. That's love. Having to be guided for years before we could crawl, you know, for however long, crawl, walk, jump, run. That's love. And I feel like if we're not embracing the main thing that we were actually born by, or born on, the foundation we're born on, what else are we going to embrace? Love is the greatest gift that God gave mankind, and I'm so happy that I have love all around me. I'm loved. I deserve to be loved. I love my loved ones wholeheartedly, and I'm just so happy to have that. It's not something I shy away from. Obviously, so many things have happened that I obviously would just be like, okay, cool. Is this, what am I going to do moving forward? You know, I need to enforce boundaries, and I need to obviously make my standards known and things like that. But me saying I'm not going to love, or me saying that love is not something I'm going to explore, or me saying that love is not for me, or me saying that love is not my choice, is not going to be something that will be uttered from my mouth. I feel like that's a bad declaration, and you should always speak life, because there's so much power in your tongue, that I am loved, I am love, I am deserving of love, and I will love wholeheartedly. That is my prayer for myself, that is my portion, you know, and I pray that for you guys as well. If that's something that you want, obviously, I'm not enforcing anything on anyone, but I feel like we need to be more open to love and just more embracing of it. It's a lot of negativity surrounding it, and I feel like, obviously, for the most part, the people who are adults, 21 and above, it's something that you can obviously start to work on now. If you've had bad experiences, like I feel like a lot of people have, it's okay for you to re-strategize, or just sit down, talk to yourself, and think of, obviously, like I said, the boundaries you can set in place and the standards you need to set and maintain. But apart from that, you need to be open-hearted to loving wholeheartedly, giving your all. Because I tell you something, the fact that you were even in a bad situation, the fact that someone probably did you dirty, the fact that something didn't work out how you wanted, has nothing for the most part, most times, has nothing to do with you, but more to do with them, in the sense that if you genuinely give your all, if it was a healthy relationship, it was a healthy commitment, if it was genuine and you were doing your best and, you know, they decided to do you dirty, that's not you, that's them. And that's something they have to deal with. It's not a you problem, it's a them problem. And that's for them to deal with and tackle with. You, on the other hand, you need to just look for ways to become better and obviously correct things that you think you may need to work on, but to love again, because one relationship or one situation or one friendship didn't turn out well doesn't mean there isn't better out there. The world is so huge and life is constantly evolving, and we need to be open-minded to loving, giving, receiving, accepting, and just embracing all that it comes with. It's also very crazy because obviously when things like that happen, where situations don't work out fine, relationships don't work out fine, we find ourselves now not even opening our hearts up onto new opportunities that could be the best for us, or the perfect story in our lives, or the one that was sent to bless us and give us everything we've always wanted. And I always ask, if you're not going to take a risk, like I said, how do you know what's on the other side? You need to be able to take calculated risks. When you constrict yourself, when you hold yourself back a lot, you're not going to be able to experience the beauty that comes with life. And I feel like if we're always holding back and we're not focusing on life and the risk that it comes with, we can't really enjoy life. We can't enjoy the frivolities that come with it. We're just going to be holding ourselves back for the rest of our lives. And to me, that's not life. That's not fun. That's not enjoyable. So the question for you right now is, are you going to open your heart? Are you going to open your mind? Are you going to take risks? Are you going to love again? Are you going to be open to someone loving you again? Are you going to embrace love? Are you going to love everyone around you that means so much to you wholeheartedly? You know, I always say, tell your loved ones you love them, hug them tight, kiss them, take walks with them, hold their hands, you know, rub their back, rub their temples, massage their temples, massage their back, play with their hair, you know, pillow fight, do all that cute cheesy stuff, because life is not waiting for you. It does what it wants to do, and you may have someone here today and you may not have them there tomorrow. So in your time with them, what did you do? How did you show that you loved them? How did you show that you cared about them? How did you show that you value them? I think those things are important, and we need to start thinking about those things. Like I said, I'm totally a lover girl. Everyone who knows me knows that Uchicharisa is sold. I'm a lover girl. I love love. I love when people are in love. I love to love. I love to be in love. I love to embrace love. I love to enjoy love. I love to do things that involve love. So yes, you will be catching me as a lover girl for the rest of my life. I don't think I can not be a lover girl. It's just who I am. It's who I was born to be. It's who I am, and I bask in all of its glory. I embrace it with my entirety, because I love, absolutely love being a lover girl, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. And yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It definitely is. And I'm glad to be a lover girl. I'm so excited to be back. I feel like my next session would be me obviously asking people to ask me proper questions, and I would have some wine where I could sip on it and give great answers. But I hope you guys are really doing well. I hope you guys are doing fine. I hope you guys are doing great. I have definitely missed you guys. I had a group of people lined up that I wanted to bring on the show, and obviously just everything that's happened, I've delayed and pushed back, but I will be starting again. So obviously, yay, yay, whoop, whoop, we'll be having guests back on. I genuinely want to have guests back on, because I feel like I had a vision board for my podcast show, obviously. And I didn't really follow through with it, in the sense that things just didn't work out how I wanted to. But I'm so thankful to be able to do this. I'm so thrilled to be able to talk to you guys and just do life with you guys. And I'm learning to open up myself more, in the sense that I'm learning to just take life as it comes and not be too hard on myself, and just open myself up to the eventualities of life. And I would ask you to do the same. like I said, because one thing didn't work out doesn't mean you should close yourself off from the next thing, because the next thing could be your most beautiful story, your own story, your perfect story, your forever story. Be it a job, be it a relationship, be it a friendship, be it anything, you never know. You need to be open-minded to embracing things. You need to speak life into your life every single day. You need to tell yourself that you will make it, that everything will work out, that you are beautiful, that you are handsome, that you are prosperous, that, you know, things will work out for you, that you will get that job, your interview will be successful, that your life will be prosperous, that everything will work out perfectly. And I say that because I feel like a lot of times we're sunken in a place where we don't see the light, or we don't see the possibilities of the light shining. But here is my voice reminding you today that I don't care what that situation was. I don't care what that problem was. I don't care what that downcast moment was. I don't care what that failed relationship was. I don't care what that terminator job offered. You're going to get bigger, better, nicer, more beautiful, more endearing, just more loving. Everything is going to be times 10. You're going to get greater opportunities. Life is going to be more beautiful. You're going to be in the places you never thought you'd be in. You will be favored, you will be honored, you would leave the life of your dreams. You would explore, you would travel, you would see the world, you would do everything you've always wanted to do. But I just need to do one thing for me, to open your hearts, because I just feel like a lot of people have closed their hearts because life can be hard sometimes. I get it, life can definitely be hard sometimes, but hey, if you don't open your heart again, how are you going to know that there's someone at that door knocking? If you don't open, you're never going to be able to see who is there, what is there for you. So I need you to open your heart again. It's hard. It's almost like I'm ridiculous saying that, just having to look at what you just went through, even if I don't know what it is, but I'm sure that's what you're thinking listening to me. But hey, I don't know what it is, but I promise you, you having to open that door again, can, what's on the outside of the door, or who is on the outside of the door, can wipe away all of that pain, all of that trauma, all of that fear, all of that tears, worry, shame, disdain, whatever you feel. But you need to do one thing. You need to open your heart again. Because guess what? Life is going to knock you down, but you're going to have to get back up. Because as long as you're alive, you have the choice every single second to keep going and not to give up. And I don't think you should give up. You can take a break, but you're not going to stop forever, because you are not giving up on yourself. Because if you give up on yourself, then what are others supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Like I always tell you guys on this pod, you have you. You're your greatest fan. And if you don't believe in you, how do you expect others to believe in you? You need to push yourself as much as possible. You need to do the best for yourself. You need to believe in yourself. You need to believe in your abilities. You need to be able to see the light. You need to look further than what's in front of you. You need to look at the bigger picture, because whatever life is giving you, you make something out of it. If it gives you flowers, make a bouquet. If it gives you lemon, make lemonade. Gives you stone, make an artwork out of it. If it gives you scraps, use it to make paper mache and build something. If it gives you mud, sculpt something out. If it gives you fire, use it to keep yourself and others warm in the cold. Do something with everything that you have. And no matter what life throws at you, even if it throws you pain, use it to let yourself know that you deserve better, so you're never going to make those kind of mistakes again, or you're never going to go back to what caused you pain. Use everything that happens in your life to turn the situation around for your good. You've lost money. Now you won't have to make better decisions. Talk to people who are experienced, because you don't want to lose money again. You're not making as much. You need to look for a side hustle. Don't beat yourself up and say X and X can do this, but they have this job. You don't know. look for something else. You were in a situation that was toxic, only go for healthy stuff. You see the signs early on, back out. Doesn't matter what they're promising, it's not for you. You know, you wanted to take something off your list, you didn't get it. Don't beat yourself up about it. Re-strategize. Try again. There's always a chance for you to do something again and for you to do it better than the first time. Sometimes we don't fail. We just don't win then, just so we can win later. And we can win even better. Because when I was in primary school, elementary school, I remember my mom telling me, yeah, you're first in your class, but are you going to be first when you compete with others in other schools? And that always stuck in my head. Because, yeah, I was winning, but was I, like, if I would be put with other people, would I win like that? And that's something I always tell myself, you know, because sometimes we don't fail, we just don't win, so that when next we win, we can win better. And we can do better, and you can just do everything 10 times better than you would have done it before, because you're giving yourself a chance again and not beating yourself up. So what am I saying? Open your heart, guys. Open your heart. Open your heart. You need to open your heart. You need to embrace everything that comes with life, because yes, life is not a bed of roses. Life is not everything that you thought it would be. But you need to understand that. You need to understand that at the end of the day, everything that we work towards is also in motion because we decided to. So when it doesn't work, you have to re-strategize and do it maybe another way because you've decided to. So my message again about opening your heart is very valid. You need to do it. It doesn't matter what it is. I believe in you, so you need to believe in yourself. You need to get up, you need to dust yourself up, you need to start again. You need to realize that life is life, and we're all living in it. You know, people don't talk about their struggles online. People don't post about their struggles on Instagram or Twitter or Snapchat or whatever, TikTok. You know, it's more of the glamorous, beautiful, dazzling, stunning. We don't know what they go through behind closed doors. But I'm here to tell you that a lot of people are going through a lot, but you wouldn't know. So your life is not the worst. Your situation is not the worst. Your relationship status is not the worst. Your love story is not the worst. You just need to get up again and try again. You need to do better and believe in yourself and love yourself and be kind to yourself. Give yourself some grace while you're at it. So yeah, my loves, obviously I've been listening to a lot of music while I've been away, and I think I'm just going to start sharing some of my playlists on Apple Music and Spotify. I will try to do that. I'll put the link so you guys can just click on it, because I obviously do songs of the week, and obviously from now on I would try to do maybe songs of the week, but because I've been away for so long, I'd rather just put a playlist where everything is and you guys can bump to it, enjoy it. But you guys know that I love you guys so much, and I'm hoping that my message of love and opening your hearts just speaks to someone today. I know there's someone out there that needs that message, and not shying away from love and opening your heart to whatever opportunity is there for you. And I hope that God blesses you, and God guides you, and God protects you, and God leads you, and everything works out eventually. But you know, like I always tell you guys, I'm nothing without God, and God is the author and finisher of my life. He's literally everything, and throughout this month he's held me down in the best way possible. I give all the glory to him, and I'm thankful to be where I'm at, because God is such a good father. So I'm ending this episode with my Bible verse of the week. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." Please hold on to this. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." So that Bible verse is very, very intentional. The Bible verse is all I could think about when I was thinking, when I was planning when to record, and I knew that I had to use it as the verse of the week. It is special, it is intentional, it even goes with the title and goes with like everything. This is officially my love letter to everyone listening, to all my listeners. This is my love letter to y'all. I hope you guys enjoy this love letter. I hope you guys read it to the end. I hope you guys enjoy. And don't forget that you're the best of the best and the best that there always will be. Please be kind to yourself. Please give yourself some grace. Don't shy away from love and open your heart again. Until next time, I remain your host, Uche Chiarissa. Bye, guys.